All right, so in trending news, one of the jurors from the Derek Chauvin trial spoke about the jury deliberations and the trial. His name is Brandon Mitchell. He did an interview with Robin Roberts from Good Morning America, and Brandon said there was not too much of going back and forth to get to the guilty verdict. Take a listen.
We weren't watching the news, so we don't know what was going on. We were really just locked in on the case. And then with so much stress coming from the case, I mean, those things are so secondary because you're literally, throughout the trial, you're watching somebody die on a daily basis. So that stress alone is enough to take your mind away from whatever's going on outside of the four walls of the courtroom. I mean, that wasn't even something that's in any of our minds. I don't think so.
Wow. I never thought about that. Have to watch that over
the video.
Every day, watch somebody die.
Wow.
Yeah. And I saw the beginning of that interview where he also offered his condolences to the Floyd family out the gate. Mm-hmm. So,
he's a
this
second
jury got it
speak.
Right.
Yeah, they did. Second juror to speak.
But I know everybody was nervous because it could have gone either way because we've seen it go the other way. I'm so glad
we
the
have.
Way it went.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah.
It was great. It was great.
Yes. And still a lot more to go, you know. Wow. All right. Well, switching gears and other trending news, President Biden delivered his first address to Congress last night at the U.S. Capitol. Now, 100 days into his presidency, President Biden took a victory lap about his rebounding economy and the success of the COVID vaccine rollout. He announced a $1.8 trillion proposal to create universal pre-K and paid leave infrastructure improvements and free community college. I mean, he has a list of things that he wants to get done while he's in office. And he's a politician. He does know what he's doing. The president also addressed police reform and gun violence. Okay. Yeah. And, you know, this was the crazy part to me. Tim Scott, a Republican, was the one the Republican rebuttal. Yes, the only black man in the Senate was picked.
That is a Republican,
right, that I said earlier. What is a Republican? They chose him to respond to the president. Interesting, don't you think?
we know they handpicked that.
Going after Tim. Yeah. Go tell him, Tim.
Now, we're going to need you on this one now, you hear?
Man.
Don't let us down now. We need to go in there and close the game out, okay? Now, we know we've never talked to you since you've been here, but we need you now more than ever.
Come on.
What's his name? Timmy, right? Is it Tim?
Tim Lott. Is it Tim Lott?
Yeah. They ain't never talked to him. They don't even
I say, old boy.
It is kind of crazy, though. You know, he's the only black Republican in the Senate, male, in the Senate. And
there's a video. You can go online and see it. Tim Scott is standing up there, and he's trying to shake hands with the other Republicans. And you know the worst thing you can do to a black man is leave him hanging with that hand out there.
Oh, yeah.
And they left his ass hanging like, it's like, well.
Not
That's
while
what
these
you
cameras
get,
in
man.
Here. Yeah, not while the cameras in here, Tim.
The camera was all on it, man. Yeah.
Y'all gonna let my hand fall off, huh? That's what y'all gonna do? Right here in front of everybody?
He's from South Carolina,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he is. He's from your state.
Well,
your
I'm not state. From South. I'm from North Carolina. I moved.
Oh, you are?
Oh,
I
no.
Moved.
Since when?
Oh,
a
now,
minute ago?
Tonight. Yeah, tonight.
I moved.
So we'll be hearing more from Tim Scott in the future, you think? Or is this
oh,
it?
Hell
what do you
no.
think?
And, you know, we ain't mad at Tim. It's just interesting that they picked him.
No,
you know?
We're not mad at him. No. You know, no, of course not. Yeah, but
well,
it
you
is
need somebody black to criticize black Trump. Man. You need, mm-hmm. I mean, to criticize Biden. He's got to be a black person. Mm-hmm. So
they need
Tim's
the
man.
Mm-hmm. The strategy.
Yeah. He's been sitting on the bench a long time. It's time to go in the game, Tim. Come on.
He's sending you in, boy. I mean, Tim, excuse me.
Oh, wow. I mean, I think the first thing needs to happen is gun reform, though. They got in policing. They got to
get
on
police
that.
Reform, yeah.
Yes.
All right, coming up next, the nephew is here. The MTV nominee is here with today's prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.